Welcome to a bonus episode of Sister Brunch. Today we are so thrilled to be collaborating with Black Girls Film Camp again. Yes, and with Girl Wonder. So both of these are inspiring organizations dedicated to empowering young Black girls through filmmaking and storytelling. I am your host, Fanchen Cox, and I am so proud to be joined by an alumni of Black Girls Film Camp. My co-host for this episode is Addison Bellone.
Hi, everyone.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest, Katrina Ogilvie, and then I'm going to hand it over to Addison because she's got some amazing questions for our guest. So Katrina Ogilvie, not Ogilvie, Ogilvie, and we'll save for another episode the name story because it's awesome. She's joining us today on Sister Brunch, and she is a seasoned writer and producer whose passion for the film industry sparked early on while growing up in Spain, where her father produced live jazz concerts and her mother was a singer. She's a graduate of the New School University with a BA and partial MA in film and media studies. Katrina has contributed her skills to a variety of roles, including working at Imagine Entertainment and as an assistant to Aaron Sorkin. Although we're Black women, so probably Aaron Sorkin was her assistant. We might have to cut that out, but maybe not, because it's the truth. Her accomplishments include writing the award-winning Rosa Parks movie, Behind the Movement, and contributing to productions like Swagger and All Rise. With a rich Jamaican, Irish, and Puerto Rican heritage, Katrina writes with a commitment to diversity, bringing varied and interesting characters to life in her work. And now I'm gonna turn it over to Addison Bellone to ask her questions.
Yes, so hi, Ms. Ogilvie. I'm so excited to have you here today. I mean, this is just amazing. First, I was interviewed by Sister Brunch Podcast at Essence Fest, and now I have the opportunity to be a co-host. So, you know, thank you for being here.
My absolute pleasure.
So my first question for you, kind of just, you know, diving into both of our like experiences with Black Girls Film Camp. I've been able to work with you on the board of directors for the past year, which I would say has been amazing. But I wanted to ask you, what made you want to become involved with the Black Girls Film Camp? And where do you see the organization in the next 10 years?
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic question. Well, I'm very thrilled to be here and see you in person, which is lovely.
Finally.
I was brought in by my old producer and very good friend, Karen Peterkin, who actually we developed and created Behind the Movement together. Yes. And it actually launched my career. And so whatever Karen wants, Karen gets. She told me about the organization in its first year. I was just completely sucked in. I thought all of these young women who had opportunities that would have been incredible for me to have also experienced had to be. So as far as I'm concerned, it's only going to continue to grow. I hope it becomes more competitive and that it gives all of you alum, but also the incoming campers, this true understanding of their capabilities and where it can go. And right now we're in a really strange industry flux, let's say. And I think it's going to take a couple of years to get out of it. And I'm excited that once we do, we will have more seasoned filmmakers like yourself who are out there and have been working on your craft and really contributing to storytelling. And when the industry catches up, they catch up, and then you guys will be ready. So I think the next 10 years, I think the next 3 years will be very difficult on the outside world, but I think it's a perfect time for training and for priming storytellers. And when things open up again, there's going to be a lot more material and a lot more voices that will be camera ready and on both sides of the camera. So that's what I'm feeling.
I love that. I mean, BGFC is getting bigger and bigger every year. We're in our fourth year right now, and just all the things that they're putting together, I can definitely see that growth in the future and how much of an impact it's going to have on us young Black girl filmmakers. So that answer was awesome. Okay, so my next question for you, because I am a huge fan of Swagger, I just started watching it, and a huge fan of Gina Prince and Reggie Rock Bythewood and their work. And I dive into the first episode, it was great. And as soon as the credits go on, I'm watching the credits. And I then see Miss Katrina Ogilvie, story editor. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is Miss Katrina with the BGFC. And so I just wanted to ask you, with such an amazing show, what does the role of being a story editor consist of? And, even with great writers on that show, how do you find the things you want to critique for the script to really make it the best?
So it's a great question. It's interesting because the title makes it sound different than what it is. So I'm actually a writer. The story editor is just the level, and it tells us sort of it's how we get paid. It's like it's really just a pay scale. So there's co-producers. You'll see a co-producer. Actually, that co-producer is a writer. There might be an executive producer. That executive producer would also be a writer. So we had a team of 10. So I was a writer on the show. I had less experienced writers that are called staff writers. And so we have this range of titles, but everyone's a writer and we all contribute. And Swagger was an incredible experience.
So sorry
Reggie
for
and
canceling.
Gina, I know, me too. Reggie and Gina have actually been old friends of mine for many years. Our youngest sons, Toussaint, their son Toussaint, my son Kai, were in preschool together. And
That's
we
awesome.
yeah, we lived in Encino, and we just knew each other in passing, and then I hadn't seen Reggie or Gina in years, and this opportunity came up, and Reggie was looking for a playwright, and I had written this little play, and he remembered it, and he wanted filmmaking, storytelling writers, as well as television. And so it was.
I do have to say, you said this little play, and this is Black Girls Film Camp. We're not even gonna let you get away with that. We can
Oh,
nothing we do is little. Everything we do is like, you want to tell us a little bit about the play?
Oh no, the play was just a script. It was never produced, and it was my friend Kelly Edwards sort of teased me once and just or tempted me, and she asked me to ask me what a Virginia Woolf would look like for me. And I'd not written a play. I was very lucky to have spent a lot of time with August Wilson, and so sitting next to him for all those years, I was like, I'm not writing a play. But I wrote this play. It was a one act, and it was just an exercise. And it's really interesting how much work actually I've gotten from it. Because it was is yeah,
And
absolutely.
I will say Kelly Edwards is a two-time Sister Brunch
She
guest.
is
So she is an
amazing.
OG. She came on the first season with us. So she's
Yeah,
also
she is one
amazing.
of the best humans I know. She is one of the best storytellers, and she just has an understanding of story in such a deep way. We've been friends because our girls played soccer together, and we many years ago, and then we just connected and stayed in touch. And I love that she's a writer. She's always been a writer, but now she's a writer on paper.
She sure is. It's amazing. Katrina Ogilvie, it is so nice to have you on Sister Brunch. We will have you back to hear your whole story, including that name difference between you and your cousins. Addison, you're welcome back on Sister
Thank you
Brunch
so
anytime.
much.
Thank you both so much. And enjoy Black Girls Film Camp. Have a wonderful time.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Fantastic. Yes.